Sondalon back to the inside, then Poetic Dream, Cadigan and Onslaught, followed by Salon du Chevelle. Sonnery grabbed by Morrissey, 100 metres to go, Morrissey from Sonnery, it's a real sprint to the line, and Morrissey, Craig Williams will do enough. Morrissey scored by a length, Sonnery and Sondalon. Then for fourth,
pretty good having a hungry Craig Williams on board at this stage of the premiership season, and he was aboard Morrissey yesterday. And Troy Corson joins us this morning following that victory, and as I said, the encouraging return from Clean Machine earlier in the day. Well done on a good day at the office, Troy.
Yeah, thanks, Warren.
Morrissey out to 1,400 metres, and do you reckon the stable's got a good knack of stretching horses out in trip that look short course horses earlier in their careers? Runson comes to mind, and Morrissey here. What did you make of his run out to 1,400 metres yesterday?
Yeah, he hadn't actually won over the 14 before. He sort of threatened one day at Flemington. He looked like he was going to win over the 1,400 and just sort of brought his head back that little bit and didn't get there. But we've always sort of thought we could get him out to 1,400, so it was good to see him do the 1,440 yesterday. It was great.
From a stage of a preparation point of view, he's been down at Geelong, I think, for jump outs, and he gets around a little bit, and we'll talk about the range of properties that you've got at your disposal shortly. What does the rest of the campaign potentially hold for him?
So the plan was always to keep going with him. He'll, in 2 weeks' time at Caulfield, there's an open handicap over 1,400, and then 2 weeks after that, there's another open handicap over 1,400, so he'll head towards both of those, and after that, I'd suggest he'll have a date with the vet to be gelded.
Don't tell him that before he goes to the races next time. It might frighten him. What about the first up run of Clean Machine? During the week, you were mentioning with Michael Falgate that you're really happy with her, but maybe she'd benefit from the run. It looked like an encouraging performance. What did you take from it?
I reckon I got that right. I think sometimes you do get those sorts of things right, and I just think that the last sort of 100, she just had enough and lacked that race experience and fitness to really put that field away. But I was highly encouraged with it, and the better part is that she's come through really well. So very encouraging moving forward with her.
She moved forward too?
To be honest, I haven't even had a look. I'll sit down in about 20 minutes and have a nice little cup of coffee and have a look where she goes next and let everybody know.
Mentioned a range of facilities that you've got at your disposal, well known as a base at Flemington and the Geelong base, which I think is still being maintained, and a new property in central Victoria. Tell us about that.
Yeah, just we bought 130 acres up at a place called Lurg, which is at 15 kilometres northeast of Benalla. Sally Watkins, actually, she's a very good breeder, and she's got a terrific farm up there called Willaroo. And used to spell horses with Sally a lot and just always loved the area. And then when we were looking for a farm, one popped up that actually backed onto her place and jumped on it. So I really loved it.
The ability to do there?
Look, we're having a lot of success by just changing horses up. So it works really well going between Flemington and Geelong. Morris is a real candidate for that. He just had those two plane runs at Flemington, and then we tinkered around, sent him down the beach down to Geelong, and he really loved that, and he's come on. And I think Bangtail's just the opposite. So we send horses up there, we can switch them off, turn them over, keep a really good level of fitness to them, and just change their attitudes and minds a little bit, and I think it's working really well.
Marine Bell's your runner today, Ballarat on the synthetic track, following a first-up win. How's she done since then?
Good. I'm happy with her as long as she handles the synthetic. As Mike said before, I think she'll be very hard to beat today. So I think she will. She obviously does a hell of a lot of work on it at Flemington. And she should get a nice run forward, and she should be hard to beat.
Race 8, number 11 at Ballarat this afternoon on the synthetic track. Well done yesterday with the victory of Morrissey, Troy, and looking forward after the coffee when you decide where we might see Clean Machine head to. She's come back well. Well done yesterday.
Good
day in the office for Team Corsons with the win of Morrissey and an encouraging return from Clean Machine. It's 9 o'clock. Dean Lester and Brendan Delaney join me shortly, and we'll delve into the racing around Australia yesterday, might even touch on the Irish Derby overnight.